The only reason I'm sharing this with you guys is because when I first started to hear these types of numbers for other leaders, like I am to you now, it was such a gap. I was like, I don't know how I'm ever going to get there. I don't even have that many sales. And it could be really discouraging for a lot of people listening. It's like, I just can never see myself getting to those numbers. But the mentality that you have to have that makes all the difference in the world is it doesn't matter how. It doesn't matter how it's going to happen. What matters is that if you keep doing the right actions, you keep networking, you keep generating traffic with your ads or your organic content strategy, whatever it is, it could literally happen at any moment. All right, there we go. What's going on, guys? Welcome to another edition of GPM Live with myself, Balazs W. Cardos. Welcome to the March 2024 edition. Go ahead and say what's up in the comments, in the chat. Let me know how you're doing, how you're feeling. Rocking and rolling. We got Kia, Felipe, Sinead. We got, who else we got on here? We got Courtney, Colin. What's up, Colin? Good to see you, bro. Desiree. Go ahead and say what's up in the chat, guys, and let me know how you're doing, how you're feeling. Hope you're doing amazing. I want to start off this call, first of all, with just massive love, massive gratitude, massive appreciation for every single one of you guys. We had our very best month ever in the history of GPM in February 2024 with 7,530 product sales and just under $20 million USD in sales volume collectively for the whole organization. And over $13 million of that got paid out to you guys, your families, your downlines, your teams. And it's just incredible how much prosperity we have created here together in the global prosperity movement, right? Isn't that cool, right? The intention, the mission, the vision, all those years ago is now truly happening every single month and continues to grow. And what's really cool about this is it was just a few months ago when we were wrapping up the year for 2023, and I had said that we finished 2023 with $168 million in sales and some change for the year. And I could tell the projection because of our monthly growth that we were going to grow a minimum of 30% year over year from last year to this year. And if we calculate the sales so far in the first, you know, couple of months of the year, we are on track already. So it's like really a powerful skill set to be able to track your data, track your numbers, and to be able to forecast and project where things are headed way before it actually ends up happening. And so I just want to go ahead and say how grateful I am for all of you to be here with us, how excited I am for all of your businesses to continue to grow, to scale year after year after year. And as long as you really truly understand how this business model works and how it could play out over the long term, you are going to have an incredible ride, right? So that's the first thing I wanted to share, is just how grateful I am for all of you to be here with me, with all of us, and to be truly committed to your vision, to your dreams, and to the bigger picture that is larger than you and I. It's really truly a solution to people's problems that are experiencing right now in the world where there's a lot of issues. We also celebrated 11 years since I committed to the Nagic business on March 1st, just a few days ago. And it's also the 1 year anniversary of launching my podcast. So anybody who listens to my podcast, let me know in the comments below if you're getting value from the podcast, if it's something you look forward to each week, because it's been a really fun project for me to express myself, to share my thoughts, my philosophies, tell you guys stories, update you on things going on in my life. And so that's been really, really fun. So we have, let me pull up the stats real quick, because I like to share stats as a way to measure the impact, measure the growth, things like that. So I just want to quickly share with you guys some pretty cool stats, if you don't mind. And I'll be sharing with you guys a few different stats actually on today's call, because I think like the reason why I like to do this, right? Not most leaders don't do this. And most leaders in GPM don't do this. They don't really talk about their sales numbers. They don't talk about their growth. They don't talk about people ranking up and stuff. But for me, when I was first getting started with Nagic 11 years ago, I wanted some kind of like vision, some kind of path, some kind of numbers to really ground myself of like, okay, well, what does this actually mean? What does it look like? What's possible? How does that exponential growth curve actually happen? Like, it just felt like there was a lot of question marks of sort of what the projection could be. And it really helped me, even though I'm not an analytical numbers spreadsheet kind of person, I am now. I wasn't back then, but I wanted to have some context. So I want to share some cool numbers with you guys. So analytics of my podcast. So since starting, we have had 78.8 thousand unique listeners, meaning a single individual that is logging in from a different IP address on their technology, whether they listen on Spotify or Apple or whatever. So that's 78.8 thousand unique listeners. This blows my mind, to be completely honest. Like, when I do my podcast, I talk to myself in my office. That's what it feels like. Literally, it's like a mic like this. There's nobody here. Talk to myself. And then somehow that turns into 78.8 thousand unique listeners in 12 months. That's pretty fascinating for me. So super grateful. Thank you to everybody who listens and makes it part of their weekly or, you know, daily habit to check that out. We've had a total of 148,000 downloads of all the episodes. And we've only had, you know, 54 episodes or something like this. So if you divide 148,000 by 54, that's pretty cool. Pretty cool numbers. So we average about 3,000 downloads every week. So thank you guys so much for listening, checking that out. I hope it's been valuable. I will be actually releasing this call today on this week's episode. And so, yeah, just a huge blessing. And I want to talk to you guys about some Enagic numbers too, because I think this is really inspiring. Let me know if you guys feel like it helps reassure you on your own personal journey and mission with this business model of what's to come when I share these numbers. Because I'm only sharing it to be helpful to you, right? So let me know if you guys like the numbers in terms of like the sales, the ranks, things like that. I'm gonna pull this up real fast here. Sarah says, I feel like you're talking to me, to be honest. That's cool. I mean, I always try to be thinking about who might be listening and how it could be helpful, right? That's where all the podcast topics come from and stuff. So I'm going to pull up my stat sheet here. And this is something we're actually going to be releasing in our new system and our new community that's coming out very, very soon. Probably we're going to be allowing some people to come in to our new training community that's going to replace this Facebook group beginning of April. And it'll be just a handful, probably like 100 to 300 people on purpose. We're just gonna limit it so they can come through, give us feedback, check it out. It'll be kind of like beta testing or whatever you wanna call it. And then a month after that, we'll open up the doors to everybody. This is gonna be free. It's going to be more valuable, more beneficial than the Facebook groups. We have found our feedback around people using Facebook, especially a lot of the younger people that are like under the age of 30 or under the age of 25 or whatever, is like they don't really use Facebook for anything except for the groups, except for the business and things like this. So we're actually going to streamline people into a new community that is going to provide you a lot of tools and a lot of ways to capture the growth of your business. Okay. And so one of the things that my brother actually created for me a few years ago, probably 4 or 5 years ago, was a spreadsheet where I'm able to actually collect the data from the monthly sales happening so I can see the growth. And so I'm going to pull that up right now and quickly share some numbers with you guys. So basically, this is what's really, really cool for me. I love seeing this stuff. So as I talked to you guys about before, when you look at this business model, right, there's actually multiple business models within this model. And a lot of people don't get this. And I've talked about it before, but for anybody who might be new, welcome to GPM. Welcome to the larger umbrella organization of the community that you're a part of. But a lot of people don't understand this. So when you're an affiliate marketer initially, or you're in high ticket sales initially, that's all that it is. So when you make a high ticket sale with an adjective, like a machine, trifecta, quad, whatever it is, you are a salesperson. Okay, you are an affiliate of this company. So you're not really getting access to the patented compensation plan necessarily right away on the first day. Because if you don't have duplication and you don't have anybody else making sales in that initial first few months, first 6 months, first year, then you're still able to make a really good income as a salesperson, but you're not getting duplication and you're not getting passive income and you're not getting bonuses and you're not getting legacy income and you're not getting these other things that come later on. So in my mind, I was like, if I'm going to be in sales, right? We all know that sales is very profitable. You could be in car sales, real estate sales, high-end luxury, whatever. You could literally sell anything. But what is the long-term possibilities of growth, of leveling up, of getting a promotion, etc.? So in this business model, it actually rewards you on developing certain skills. So at first, you're developing your lead generation, your marketing, your sales, and that's kind of it. And then afterwards, you start to develop leadership skills. You start to develop systems and automations and providing more value for your team and so forth. And so then you're actually getting into the next portion of the business model. And so in my case, I knew this because I was doing direct sales and door-to-door sales prior to Enagic for telecom. So I'm like, okay, there is no second level, third level, fourth level in terms of business development growth in what I did. I was capped out. The maximum that I could do was become a regional manager of an office where I hired salespeople and they went and knocked doors. So I didn't see like what was really the long-term career path for me. Whereas with Enagic, that's built into the model. So it took us 5 years to break through the exponential growth curve. And this needs to be like the most important target that all of you put on your vision board, on your affirmations, on your screen, on your phone, when you're actually looking at what am I trying to achieve? People think it's 6A. People think it's a certain amount of money. People think it's dash three. And all of those things are part of the plan. But the real plan that you need to be focused in on and locked in on is how do I get my business to duplicate to a point where it passes through, it breaks through this barrier of the exponential growth curve. So that you can put it on a spreadsheet, you can look it up on Google, you can put this like line onto any graph, any chart. And so as soon as you build, it looks linear, nothing crazy. It's not that exciting. You're like, okay, I went from, you know, in my case, it was 80 sales my first year and then 325 sales the second year. That doesn't look that crazy overall, right? Then it went 800, still not that crazy because obviously we had more people, everybody does a little bit, and all of a sudden it's 800. Then it went 800 to 4,000. Okay, that's a pretty decent jump. Then 4,000 to 14,000, and then 14,000 to 46,000. And shortly after the 46,000, about a few months into the year, maybe like end of the first quarter, we broke through the exponential growth curve. So that literally was 5 years and maybe a handful of months of it going well, making good income. I was at $30,000 per month profit in commissions and bonuses. About a year, took about 18 months. So about 18 months into my business, I was at 30K per month as a base and never went below that ever since. So it's been literally a long time of 30K, $1,000 a day minimum base. And it kept growing and growing and growing. So once you cross through this exponential growth curve, that's when you can actually get to cruising altitude. That doesn't mean you stop building your business. It doesn't mean you retire on a beach. Doesn't matter, you give up and quit. But the truth behind this business model that a lot of people won't tell you, a lot of people won't talk about, is it's not dependent on time, right? So they'll say, oh, build your business for 5 years. No. That just happened to be the time for me. It might be 10 years for somebody else. It might be 15 years for someone else. It might be 2 years for someone else. The time isn't the point. The point is what needs to happen in terms of a sequence of events and sequence of leadership and business building activities and team growth for the sales volume to pass through and break through. Now, if you do this correct, and you don't take your foot off the gas, you don't take it easy, you don't have a 90-day sprint and then stop completely and then have to rebuild and restart, and you know, all your existing leaders from the past, they all give up and quit, and you're like, oh man, I'm a 6A, but I have no volume, I have no sales, I have nobody doing anything. That's not what you want to do. You want to keep this thing going, push the pedal to the metal, gas pedal going, until you have data that proves and shows you you've surpass this exponential growth curve. Only then can you actually take your foot off the gas and your sales not come down in direct correlation with you taking a step back. So this is the key, right? And so if you can commit to not time, to not a very specific outcome like a rank or an income level or time as your goal, like I'll put in 5 years and that's it. I will not put in a second more than 5 years. Well, you're just not gonna win. That might not be the timeline for you. Or when I hit 50K in a month, I'm done. Great, but the next month you might have a 20K month, and the month after that you might have a 10K month, and the month after that you might have a 5K month, and the month after that you might have a 0K month, because that isn't actually the real truth. So the data of the growth curve is what we all need to be focusing on. And if you do that, then you will succeed. That's just how it works. And so right around that time for me is when we bought our house. Buying a house was a really big deal for me personally, because I had a bad experience growing up with our family trying to buy houses and losing it in bankruptcy and different things like that. And I was self-employed. So I had this like really crazy limiting belief that people in my family just don't successfully buy a house, and that something would come up or happen, or I don't get qualified for the mortgage that I needed. So I had a lot of fear, limiting beliefs, all kinds of stuff coming up for me personally around getting a house. And not only that, but our very first house we bought was our dream home. So we went from renting straight into dream home. It was like a big jump. And when we first got the house in, what year was it? It was 2017. Shit, I can't remember. It was one of those two. Anyways, it's all a blur. We've been here for like almost 7 years. So whatever that is, 2017, I think. So anyways, when we moved in, there was such a feel, like a weight that I was kind of like paralyzed. Like truly, I was like, oh my gosh, this has happened. Like I felt like I was like on cloud 9.5. Couldn't believe it. Like literally woke up, I walked around. I'm like, are we in someone else's house? Like it was such a dream come true. I can't even put it into words. Like could not believe it. To this day, I have moments all the time where I'm like, can't believe this is our place. Like it's truly incredible. And so many of you in the community have had that experience already as well in different ways, whether it's a family holiday, a trip, buying your dream car, investment property, whatever it might be. You've had those moments, which makes me super happy. And I know from firsthand experience what that's like. So when that happened to me, I literally couldn't even try to do any work. I was like checked out. I was so happy. And my business that first month of me just enjoying our new place, it grew. And ironically, it was right after this exponential growth curve happened. So it grew and it grew and it grew. And things get really interesting when you're actually in that place in your life. Because what happens to the majority of leaders in this type of business model is they do stop. They do kind of go off into the shadows. They don't continue to support their team. They don't continue to help their team. They're basically checked out, retired, living their dreams, whatever. And that's fine. There's no right or wrong thing to do. It's totally up to each individual. But there's a difference between getting to that place and then still choosing to build, still choosing to support, still choosing to take things to the next level and be like, I don't even know what you'd call it. It's kind of like you don't have to, but you choose to, right? And you're now focusing on a completely different outcome of contribution and giving back and being in support however you can as a leader and stuff like that. And sometimes this can be cause you more problems. Like it can cause you more stress. It can actually be counterintuitive because all the logical things are like, you don't need to, why are you, it doesn't make sense, it's going to cost you money, it's going to give you less freedom. Like it almost goes against all the stuff that you worked so hard to create. And so there's a bit of a conflict of like character. You're like, right? And so the leaders who are at that place and still choose to be active and engaged and growing and building and supporting and taking things to the next level is a rare breed, okay? And so I just want you guys to know that, like, where I'm at right now is, have I taken some time away to relax and take it easy? Yes, I have. It's been 11 years. I don't know anybody who can kind of go full tilt for that long without taking some kind of hiatus or a little bit of a break or whatever. So for me, it was a big goal when my daughter was born, where I wanted to just kind of really truly enjoy the freedom that I created, to not feel like the hustle mentality, and just like soak up those very early precious days with my family and my daughter. And then I had this like newfound inspiration happen where my daughter was sitting on my lap. I was doing a coaching call in my mentorship program, and my wife had an appointment and whatever. And so my daughter was actually with me at, she was 18 months old, sitting on my lap. And I have the recording. It's like one of my most prized recordings. It's really special. She's just kind of looking up at me. We locked eyes and there was a spark, and it actually made me realize that I can't like be retired from her perspective, right? Because it's not really going to serve her. It's like, oh, so daddy's just never worked. He's never done anything. And that's her experience watching her dad. So I knew I had to get in the game for her sake, but also for my own sake, which is like my larger calling, my mission and purpose. And that's kind of what brought us to this point now, where we don't have to come out with a private community. We don't have to come out with these ideas. Technically, it doesn't really change anything if we don't do it, right? Like the diversification and decentralization of my Enagic organization is so big and so robust at this particular time, I don't have to do any of this. But I'm choosing to, and I want to, because I do have ideas that I haven't seen anybody else doing that I think could just add more value to your life and take things to the next level for all of us. And so we are doing it, and it is counterproductive. It is completely insane. Not one single business consultant that I would tell what I'm about to do, and they would ask me questions like, well, how's it gonna change? It's all illogical. And it's like, man, this is crazy. But we're gonna do it anyways. And it's really beautiful for my daughter now. She's three, a little bit over three. She's saying certain things. She's like, hey, daddy, when you're done working on your business, can we work on my business? Like these little comments as a three-year-old that wouldn't be happening if I was completely retired of, you know, being active and doing calls and doing mentorship and all this kind of stuff. So it's really, really special, and I'm very, very happy. So the whole reason why I'm bringing this up for you guys is because you're going to get to a place where you're kind of in conflict of what you originally set out to do, because then you achieve it and then you get to that place and you need to redefine what is it for now, because you, your family, your children will be sorted, they'll be taken care of. But then there's this other part of yourself that's like, I want to give back, I want to contribute, I want to help other people experience this, because you're in such a state of gratitude that it's truly hard to believe that that is your life. And when you're in that place, you don't want to keep it all to yourself. You don't want to say like, let me just enjoy it. I'm good, but other people are hurting. Other people are suffering. Other people aren't at the level that they could be. So rather than be selfish in that sense, you actually want to double down and give even more and like be more in the game and provide more value. It's kind of like philanthropy as well, but philanthropy is like more unrelated to your business. This is more like staying in the trenches, being of support, and actually being that inspiring example of what's possible. Like, I'll give you another example that really changed my life. When I was first getting going, I wanted an example of income potential. I know we're not supposed to do income claims. I know we're not supposed to be talking about money and all this kind of stuff. But how can someone truly go all in on something, anything, especially business, when there's no mention around profitability or revenue or like, what is the exchange? Like, I'm gonna give everything I have to something and I don't even know how much I can earn. I don't even know what the payoff is going to be or the reward is going to be. Kind of seems silly. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so I needed to have an example. I'm like, who's the biggest? Who's making the most? Who's doing the biggest things in the company? So I could have a target, not because I want to compete or be better than them or any of that stuff. It's just like, cool, that's the standard. That's the benchmark. That's what's possible. And if I give it everything I have, I can work my way towards that. And so I remember when our upline, Romy, he went away on holidays for a few weeks. And I think he was like dash four back then. I can't remember his rank. Not really, doesn't really matter. But my business was a baby. It didn't have a lot of sales. And so he ended up going on a holiday and he came back and he had a shirt on that said Bank of Dad. And it looked like an American Express black card. That was like the logo or the design. But instead of American Express, it said Bank of Dad. It was black and gold. And he had a stack of checks. I'm not exaggerating. It was like this. And he was gone for 2 weeks or 3 weeks to the Philippines. Came home wearing a shirt, Bank of Dad, stack of checks like this. And I was getting a couple of checks here and there at the time. And I was like, got it. Thanks, Romy. Like, it's all I needed, bro. You're telling me that I can get a stack of checks like this. I could eventually open Bank of Dad for my future kids and family. Thanks, Romy. That's all I need from you as an upline, buddy. Thanks a lot. Like, no disrespect to Romy. Like, he's a great guy. But like, I'm not that person that needed handholding or encouragement or training. I'm like, I'll just go build it. I'll just go do it my own way. But I have this benchmark and standard. So when I share these numbers with you guys now, a big reason is so you can have this like, okay, cool. This is what's possible. And once again, it's not time related. For me, it just happened to be 11 years, these numbers. Yours could be much quicker. It could be slower. That's not the point. But promise yourself, if you take one thing away from today's call, the goal that we're actually trying to build from a measurable standpoint, a specific and measurable standpoint, is when can I build my business along with my community and team? No, it's not a single sport, right? It's a team effort. How can my group of people in my business get to a point where we cross through the exponential growth curve in terms of monthly sales? And if you hit that, then your business is actually solid. The foundations are rock solid. The people are rock solid. And you've hit the exponential growth curve, which is really the leverage that is possible in this business model that isn't possible in most everything else. So that's the true goal. Does that make sense for everybody? Let me know in the chat if you understand that that's like what we're really aiming for. All right, cool. So we're at 270,785 high ticket sales total in GPM since day one at the end of February. 270,785. It's wild. It's truly wild. Like, what's happening? And we have, check this out. I want to really share this because it's so inspiring. So in February, we had 30 new 6As. 30 new 6As in February. In January, we had 38 new 6As. There's more than one 6A a day happening in GPM. More than one brand new 6A per day. And so when you actually wrap your head around that, imagine like how long it took you to hit 6A or how long it will take you to hit 6A, right? Everybody's a little bit different. In my case, it was 11 months. Other people have hit it in 1, 2, 3 months. Like some of the newer people in GPM are hitting it at record speeds, which is so exciting. I'm so happy for them. So when you just do the math of how long it took you, and then all of a sudden that same thing is happening every single day, just measure the difference in that. In the velocity, in the speed, in the duplication, it's just so much more accelerated. And I'm positive that there will be a time in the near future where we will average 2 new 6As a day and we will keep growing. And eventually it will be 3 new 6As a day. You're starting to understand how this works. So it's not so matter of it must happen by July 1st, 2024, or else it doesn't matter and it doesn't count and I'm going to be grumpy. It's like, no, it's irrelevant. It will happen at some point and then it will grow again. And then it will grow again. Just like I know that we will be doing 10,000 units per month, probably most likely by the end of this year. And currently we're doing 7,500. Then there will be a time we will be doing 15,000 a month. And then there will be a time we will do 20,000 per month. It is coming. Why? Because of one simple thing. that we have crossed through the exponential growth curve, where it's literally like an avalanche. It is an avalanche of collective effort, and everybody is growing, everyone's duplicating, everyone is getting to the next level. And you cannot, like, try standing in front of an avalanche, right? And stopping it. No more. It's not gonna happen. So we need to push that snowball up the mountain. It starts off like a really small snowball. You know when you build a snowman? I just built one with my daughter recently. Trying to get that first little tiny snowball to turn into a decent sized one is like super frustrating. It's like you're rolling it, it falls apart on you, and then it cracks in half, and you're like, oh man, are you serious? And you do it again. It's just not sticky. And it's like, man, I'm making a snowball, and like, what the hell? And then all of a sudden you get a couple of good rolls and it sticks onto the snowball. And you're like, oh, nice. And you roll it again, and then you flip it, and then you roll it the other direction. Next thing you know, you got this massive freaking thing. And getting it to this size took less time than getting it to be the small size. That's literally the best analogy for growing our business. And then after that, we have to roll this mofo up this massive mountain on the front side to get it to tip over on the other side. And this journey from the bottom of the mountain to the top of the mountain of pushing it up is the equivalent of how long it takes to get you to the exponential growth curve. So somebody might take a bunch of breaks, hike up on the half of the mountain, take a break, take pictures. Wow, look at the view and the sunset and the pretty snow. All right, cool. And other people go, no, head down, keep going until, and then they have this massive snowball. They have a little team of other people helping them push it up the hill. And all of a sudden, one day, it will go over that peak, and then it starts to avalanche on the other side. And when that begins, my friends, that is when you have truly maximized the opportunity that you signed up for on the first day. That is what we're all attracted to. We might be explaining it this way, we might be explaining it that way, but from a business standpoint, that is the ultimate goal, because then it just keeps growing and growing and growing and duplicating. And then you can track the data, you can track the numbers of the monthly growth and actually be able to forecast it like I have. So like I said, 30% year over year, already can tell where we're gonna be by the end of 2024 if nothing changes. Now check this out. I wanna share one more thing with you guys. So in terms of data, we have 1,446 people who are 6A. 1,446 people that are 6A. Averaging over one new person a day. Isn't that wild? Like, how incredible is that? Like, massive shout out to all of you who are on this journey who have hit 6A already in the business. There's 1,446 people. At 5A, we have 892. And what's really exciting about this is that when I saw this image that I shared about Romy, right? He had his Bank of Dad and this big stack of checks. I asked him, I said, hey, how many 6As do you have in your business? And he said 1,100. And it blew my mind. I was like, what do you mean 1,100 6As? Like, how is that even a thing? I'm sure he has 5,000, 6,000 or something like that at this point. Maybe more. I have no idea what he has today. But I remember the thing of being like, he has 1,100. He's been building this business for 15 years or something at the time. And I was just getting started. So I'm like, okay, so I have these different things that I can like focus on. I'm like, hey, I got to get my business to 1,000+ 6As. I got to put in at least 10 years of dedicated effort. And I had these things like this criteria where I'm going to do my best to follow in the leader that came before me in their footsteps. Making sense? We have, so when you look at forecasting, not only do you want to track sales month over month, but you also want to track the different ranks. So now when we look at and go, there is 3,648 people at 3A. There is 3,845 people at 4A and 892 people at 5A. Well, if we do the math, how many sales or people does it take for someone to go from 3A to 6A? It's not that many sales. So there are 3,648 people that are getting quite close to 6A. There's 3,845 people at 4A. Man, 4A to 6A is not that big of a jump, right? 892 people are halfway or more to 6A. So if we just took 892 and we added it to 3845, what is that? I don't even know. 900 is 47, roughly 4,750. There's 4,750 people within reach of 6A. If that happened, which many of them will, of course, do it, we're over 5,000 6As, which is where Romy's at. So like, this is the kind of stuff that when you really start to like track the data and be paying attention and understand what's going on, and you can see how history has played itself out and where we are today, it's nuts. Now, I'll tell you guys a couple more things just because I really want you to get you to understand this analogy and why this is so important. Okay, so hold on a second. I'm gonna scroll back to 2020. So that's when I was able to start tracking, was 2020, because up until then, you guys would be amazed that Enagic didn't even share these numbers with us. We had no idea. We were building our business in the dark. For the first like 7 years of my business, I only ever was told sales numbers one time. So we kept selling every month. We kept having a bunch of people getting started, but we actually didn't know. We just didn't know our total sales. We didn't know our ranks, nothing. It was crazy. So, you know, the back end of our EAPA login has evolved and grown so much to be more helpful for us to see this. So it wasn't until 2020 where I was like, wait a second. Whoa, we have this amount of sales. Like, it was truly spectacular to find out. One second here. And actually, I'm in communication with corporate and they're going to be releasing some cool updates for us to make things even more streamlined and better. I don't know why I can't. Wish my brother could help me here. View, hide sheet. I'm so bad with this stuff. All I know is how to enter the numbers in. That's it. Anyways, I can't even. I think it was, if I remember off the top of my head, it was June 2020. We were at 99,000 total sales. So from June 2020, we're at 99,000, and now we're at 270,000 in that gap. So you can just see the multiplier. Boom, 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 jumping. So it won't be long before we're gonna literally be at 500,000 total sales and then 1 million total sales. And I'm literally anticipating that to happen within like 3 years now, because things are going so fast. It's pretty wild. So there's one other thing I wanted to share with you guys. Yeah, so back to the whole thing is like, we have 1,446 6As. We have 393 people at 6A2. Say what? Like, that is astronomical. That's like a huge number. 393 6A2s, 124 6A2-2s, 44 6A2-3s, 11 6A2-4s, 6 6A2-5s, and 1 6A2-6. And there's like people getting really close to 6A2-6, like this year, probably by convention. There's a lot of people getting close to -3, -4, -2. So like, the only reason I'm sharing this with you guys is because when I first started to hear these types of numbers for other leaders, like I am to you now, it was such a gap. I was like, I don't know how I'm ever gonna get there. I'm not even 6A. I don't even have that many sales. And it could be really discouraging for a lot of people listening. It's like, I just can never see myself getting to those numbers. But the mentality that you have to have that makes all the difference in the world is, it doesn't matter how. It doesn't matter how it's going to happen. What matters is that if you keep doing the right actions, you keep networking, you keep generating traffic with your ads or your organic content strategy, whatever it is, it could literally happen at any moment. You don't know who, you don't know how. It could be the person who has zero experience ever in direct sales, affiliate marketing, social media. They literally come in with nothing, right? A good example that comes to mind is Samara. You know, Samara, it's been a couple of years, 2 or 3 years, she came in with not necessarily like someone you would go, this person's gonna go make a couple million dollars in 2 years. You probably wouldn't assume that about someone like Samara on day one, but now she's done it. And so there's many, many people in the GPM organization that didn't necessarily appear like it could be that individual and get that type of results. But the power of one allows us and reminds us that it could happen at any time. And so don't get caught up in How's it going to happen? How long is it going to take? This and that. Just keep going. Keep like taking the right steps, the right actions. And the thing, the reason why on these calls, like this kind of came up in the last month, so I want to address it, is there's some comments from people like that on this particular call, I don't teach strategy. I don't teach what to do or what to say or whatever. There's a reason for that. The reason for that is on this particular call, there is so many strategies. And one of the things that you got to keep in mind in a large community, in this particular community, there's 20,000 plus members of this Facebook group, is that if you go too far in one direction of what to do, what to say, how to say it, you alienate other strategies. You actually confuse people. So I purposely don't go there because there's lots of ways of doing it. And there's lots of right ways of doing it. There's lots of strategies that are effective. Like paid ads works amazing for many people. Organic strategies works amazing for many people. Some people love sharing the water. Some people don't. Some people talk about water on their social media. Some people don't. And so at this particular case, I'm not gonna come on here and be like, do it this way. Because then like 90% of the people watching are like, well, but my mentor told me this and I'm confused and now I'm not gonna take action. So I don't go there because I know that there's many different ways to do it, right? And so that's one of the reasons why. But the point that I'm making is like, if you're gonna be committed to something, you might as well be committed to something that has this much upside. The downside is already irrelevant if you actually think about it. Because the downside, when you invest in a product or a business opportunity or something like that, the downside is what if I lose my money, right? What if I make no money? That's technically the worst case scenario. But in this business, the worst case scenario is you end up with the best health technology for your family and you save money on the health and wellness side of it and tax write-offs. That's worst case scenario, which actually isn't very bad at all. The best case scenario is you start having more than one 6A in your business per day. The best case scenario is that you're doing 7,530 products a month. The best case scenario is you're doing $20 million a month in sales and $13 million gets paid out to your downline. What? So the upside, what you're committed to, the magic, the power of one, the something that you can't really explain logically exists within this. It exists within this model. And I think like, I think about this all the time is like when we're talking with leads, right? Sometimes you have this moment where you're like, why can't you just watch the fucking training? Like, why can't you watch the web class? What's wrong with you? Like, it's 30 minutes, it's 60 minutes, it's 2 hours, whatever long the process is. But you're able to watch a Netflix show or a movie in the theater or scroll on your phone every single day for that amount of time and get zero positive upside. Like, it blows my mind. So it's like, if you're gonna dedicate an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours to something, why not dedicate it to investing in yourself, growing your mindset, getting better, learning new education, and having this like incredible reward that could happen at any minute. Like, you just don't know when it's gonna happen, you know? So it like frustrates me so much. I'm like, what? Oh, but you know, I don't have time. It's like, yes, you do. But we're not even gonna get into that. But it's just like, if you really want to set yourself up for the possibility of a home run, grand slam at any particular time, this is the place to be. Because you never know who your next business partner is going to be. You never know who's going to come through your organization. And I'm seeing it every single day on my social media. Like, people celebrating and congratulating so-and-so hit 6A and this much. We had no idea, but she's hungry. She's serious, or he's serious, or he did this and she did that. And I'm just kind of going like, what? It's incredible. So I always look at it like the time invested versus the reward is what we all need to be focusing on. And the time will pass anyways. So if I could be the person that has wisdom as a 6A2-6, 11 years in the business, maybe a little bit further along than many of you in terms of time, experience, size of my business, so on and so on. What I can tell you is that when you're on purpose in your life, when you're doing something meaningful, when you're hanging around people that you enjoy hanging around, and you're developing yourself, you're solving problems, you're learning new things, the time doesn't feel the same as when you're dreading your life, right? Time is completely different. When you're having a blast, time flies. When you hate what you're doing, time is slow. It's still the same amount of time. So sometimes I feel like the negativity around things taking a longer time is actually connected because someone's in a 9-to-5, for example, they're unhappy, they're underpaid, they're stressed out, they're burnt out, all this stuff. And so they're thinking like, so I got to do this business for 5 years? Oh my God. And it's like a negative thing because they're associating to the time it takes with how they feel about what they do now or in the past. But what I can tell you from my experience is that even though it's been 11 years, I've had the time of my frickin' life 90% of the time, maybe 95% of the time. 5-10% of the time is the worst fucking shit in the world. Dealing with drama, high school bullshit, people not getting along, people talking smack, all that is the worst fucking shit in the world. I'll admit, it's not fun. But that's still 5-10% of the time. Overall, it's the time of my life. Love the events, love hanging out with people, love the product, love the opportunity, love talking about everything, all that stuff. And so the 11 years that has happened for me, doesn't feel like 11 years. I've been free for 10 of those years. You know what I mean? Like, so I have felt the freedom of retirement or doing what I want, when I want, and all this kind of stuff the entire time. It's not like that stuff gets put on hold completely. Even a lot of you guys, you're not necessarily where you want to be as your ultimate vision for your life, but we never really get there. Every time we get to a level, there's a new level. You might think, if I can make $10,000 per month, I would be so happy. All my goals, all my bills would be paid. But I promise you, you get to 10 grand, you're like, let's just do 20. You get to 20, you're like, we could probably do 50. You get to 50, you can do 100, and 100 to 200, and it can keep going up. There is no ceiling on your potential. Please understand this. There is no ceiling. The growth never stops. So even though we always think like, when I'm here, I'm done. No, when you're there, you just get to go to the next part of the journey, right? So if we're fully content with being in the right place and growth and leveling up and progress and doing it in a way that's satisfying and fulfilling, and we don't neglect other parts of our lives that are important to us, right? That's the most important thing. A lot of society, the reason why they're so unhappy is because they're having to choose between what is a priority at what stage of their life. I'll give you an example. You know, many men, especially dads, they are trying to sacrifice their time to make money when their kids are really young. And sometimes they're just put in that circumstance or situation. I get it. I'm not judging or anything like that. But they work really, 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 really hard and they don't have time for the family. They don't have time for the kids. They don't travel. They don't have fun. They don't have those special bonding moments. And then when the kid turns 10 or older, then they try to come back and be like, all right, here I am. I made all this money. My business is successful. Let's hang out now. And the kid's like, Dad, I don't care, man. I'm going to go hang out with my friends. Like, sorry. And you're like, no. So I think what's so, so, so important is that while we're building our business, we have perspective on what else also matters. So we're not neglecting other things. And as long as we're doing that, we're satisfying and fulfilling our health and our wellness, taking care of ourselves, self-care, etc., and our family, our friends, our relationships, you know, our travel, our hobbies, and our business, then who cares if it takes 5, 10, 15, 20 years? Truly. But it's like if you neglect everything for 10 years and you try to come back and fix it, that's a mistake. I don't think people should do that, right? Because you don't get that time back. But if you can find a way to be like, I'm going to put 20 to 30 hours a week into my business and I'm still going to have quality time with my partner and my spouse. I'm still going to do enjoyable things and go on experiences and things like that. I'm still going to exercise and take care of myself and plan to live to 120 because I'm doing the right, you know, habits and treating myself correctly now. When we have that stuff all figured out, guys, I promise you, the time will pass anyway, and it doesn't matter if you feel like you're building slower than other people or any of that stuff, okay? And so please keep that in mind. Get yourself back into full alignment. We're about 90 days away from Japan, okay? This is, I'm telling you guys right now, this is the ultimate time for you to test what you're truly made of. This is the time to sprint. This is the time to talk to everybody you know in your network and present this to them. You know, ask them if they're keeping their business options open. Ask them if they're looking for something to make an income online, or they want to get healthier, or they want to drink hydrogen-rich water, which is the healthiest water that we can drink. You know, really let everybody who is in contact with you aware. Spread awareness that this is who you are, this is what you're building, this is what your goals are. Do not hold back, because you will be so amazed at what can happen when someone just goes like, I didn't even know you were doing this. I didn't even know you're selling this. I didn't even know this is important to you. Like, this just happened recently with one of my mom's best friends, Joka, which I've known since I was a little boy. You know, she had some friends talking about this stuff, and like, she brought it up and they're like, oh, I was going to get started with someone else. I didn't even know you were doing this. And she's like, yeah, I am doing it. And all of a sudden she's getting sales like crazy. She has 3 sales or 6 sales or something like that in like a couple of weeks. It's because people don't even know you're doing this. Let them know. Let them know. Scream it from the top of the roof, because you guys are, I'm telling you this right now. There's 2 regrets that people are going to have come convention in Japan. Number one regret is I didn't even try as hard as I could have tried to hit 6A. You're gonna feel it. I promise you. Man, I could have done more. I could have tried harder. I could have made more calls. I could have tested more ads. I could have put up more content, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All the ways that we can make money and help people. And number two is I could have gone with more of my team to Japan. Those are the 2 regrets everybody's going to have. I promise you that. Because I've been to many, many conventions, and most of the time I hit a new level. So that wasn't one of my regrets. And in the first few years of my business, it was always about, man, I could have brought more people to my team. I could have promoted this harder. I could have talked about it more. I could have made the event a bigger deal. So those are the 2 things I fully encourage you to not make that mistake. Okay. So you have time to rank up. You have time to get your team to come. I know tickets are sold out, but that's a huge learning lesson for everybody. Next time they announce a convention, don't wait around. Don't wait around to get tickets. Don't wait around, because this company, it's the diamond decade. You understand? Like, everything that used to be slow and they don't sell out and the tickets this and the tickets that, guys, we're past that. The company has surpassed that level of momentum. Now we're in demand. It's exciting. People want to be here. You know, it's picking up. The word is getting out. You know, the volcano is erupting, literally. Like, the sleeping giant, it's over. It's no longer a sleeping giant. So you have to be fully embracing that. And if you don't tell, this is the thing that I was actually driven by a lot in the early days, is if you aren't the one to tell other people that you do this, someone else will. And when that happens, don't come crying to me. Don't come crying to anyone else. Oh, that's my friend from high school. You know, they should be my team. Nope. Sorry, bro. Nope. You didn't say anything. You didn't put in the effort. You didn't have the marketing. You didn't have the conversation. So that person is not in your team. Learn that. Learn that lesson, is that we're nowhere near market saturation. It's nowhere near that. But it will start to happen where you have a Facebook friend or Instagram friend or something like this. You're not saying anything because you're scared, and someone else is running ads and runs that ad to your friend. Then your friend gets started and posts on their social media, and you see their post and they're talking about your business that you never told them about. Isn't that crazy? That's going to start happening more and more and more. It's already happening to me. Like, I see people that I've known from way back in the day, and they're getting started, but they're still in my downline, which is nice, but they're like 25, 30 levels deep in someone else's business or something like that in my team. And I'm like, great, it's all good. But you got to get your business to be massive before that's not a kick in the balls. Like, you know what I'm saying? So let people know. That's so, so powerful, so important. Yeah, guys, that's pretty much the main stuff I wanted to share today. I'm just really grateful. I'm excited. I am blown away by the numbers and all of your guys' success, and watching you guys getting investment properties and traveling the world and hosting your own masterminds and meetups and groups and ranking up. It's truly a dream come true for me. Like, this is what I've always wanted, is to have the type of impact where everywhere I look, people's lives are better because they're a part of my organization one way or another. That's literally my dream. So I'm just so, so grateful that that's happening. I'm so proud of you guys. If you're still early or new or just getting stuff figured out, that's okay. We all have to have that time in our businesses where that's us, right? We're always going to have the new people. And at one time we're new and then we grow past that point. So if you're new, it's okay. There's so much proof, so much evidence that you're in the right place, that winning here is a normal. It's not an anomaly. Literally, it's not an anomaly. Like when we have, I don't even know what it is, 8,000 people that are 3A or higher, those are incredible numbers, statistically speaking, in this type of business model. So we're absolutely smashing it. I can't wait to see you guys soon in Japan. Most likely that's going to be the next time. I actually got invited to Mr. Oshiro's birthday in Okinawa in 2 weeks. Only 10 leaders got invited to go spend time with him in Okinawa at the EAPA facility. And Magic has their own hotel there. I'm going to be staying at a different hotel, but it's really cool that they have that. And yeah, how cool is it that the CEO of Enagic personally invited me to fly to Japan, to Okinawa, to spend time with him on his birthday? I mean, I'm so honored. It's so special. So that's going to be cool. I'm leaving on the 14th of March, coming back on the 19th. You'll see some stuff. If you follow me on Instagram, I'll share a little bit of behind the scenes. So definitely check that out. And this podcast, this call is coming out this week on Wednesday. So you'll be able to catch that as a replay, share it with your team. And pretty soon I'm going to be start pulling out success stories and leaders from the GPM community to come out as a featured interview on the podcast. Also, that was part of my year two plans for the podcast. And let's keep going. I think March is going to be most likely the biggest month we've ever had. And it will continue all year. Bigger month, bigger month, bigger month. And we're setting the bar, setting the standard. We're growing. It's really exciting. And it's your decision of how much you want to take a piece of that pie, right? Like, how seriously do you want to play this game? Do you want to go all the way to the top? Do you want to be the best? Do you want to become the best version of you? It's all up to you. And if you decide to do that, you can make that happen here. We're going to release our new community soon. We're going to release a version of a platform and system soon. Like I said, it's just going to be a option. It's not meant to have anybody leaving whatever they're doing now. Please, I want you to stay wherever you are. If you're happy there and you're getting results, fantastic. We don't want to disrupt anything. We just want to give another option. And for those people that are looking forward to that, fantastic. You'll be able to get access to it soon. It'll probably be beginning of May, you'll be able to actually run traffic to the system. And then May, June will be like beta, ironing things out. And we go to convention. And after convention, the second half of the year, July 1st, we'll ramp things up. And by the end of this year, it'll be like really, really dialed in and smooth. And then 2025, we're going to be flying and scaling in terms of what's coming, of what we're working on and developing and so forth. So thank you guys so much. I wanted to come out, stop by, show my face, let you guys know how proud I am of you and your progress and your growth. Stick with it. Keep going. Be laser focused. Go on your own version of a 90-day sprint with your team, with yourself, and get yourself to 6A and above. It'll be the best feeling ever walking across stage with 7,000 people in Okinawa in the arena. And if you have your biggest month that you've ever had in this month of March or May, Enagic will extend a special invitation for you to come to the VIP dinner. That is on June 21st at the EAPA facility. And there's only 500 seats available for that special VIP dinner on the birthday of Enagic's 50th anniversary is June 21st. So get yourself an invitation. There's 500 seats available. And if you are on the monthly global contest, top 50 as well, then you also get an invitation. And by the way, GPM, thanks to all of you and the amazing leadership and all of your efforts, we are number one again, 5 months straight on the global contest. And that's all thanks to you guys. So I'm just so honored to be here doing this with you. And I can't wait to see what all of you create this month in March. And let's go. This is year 11, baby, in the diamond decade. Much love to you guys. And we'll chat with you again real soon. Take care.
I hope you found something useful here to help you unlock more freedom in your life. We're just getting started. So if there's something you want to hear or a guest you want me to have on the podcast, shoot me a message at The Diamond Life Mentor on Instagram and let me know. You can discover incredibly helpful resources and more ways to build your diamond life now at my website, BelagWCardos.com. At the end of the day, this is all about bettering yourself and helping others. So if you think you can help someone else by sharing this podcast, that would be the ultimate win for me. And of course, subscribe so you don't miss the next one. Appreciate you. Thanks for listening.